I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week's Supreme Court ruling against a campus ministry will impact the way other groups operate. Hastings College derecognized the Christian Legal Society when they barred a homosexual student from leadership. Now, CLS sued, but the Supreme Court voted against them. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Alec Hill says this will affect campus ministry, but it won't stop it. Still,
I think it is a significant step for American culture away from its Judeo-Christian roots. It does represent a secularization of a marginalization of faith to the edges. And I didn't think that I would see that from this Supreme Court in my lifetime.
Meanwhile, almost 500 million throughout the world speak Hindi, the primary language in northern and central India. Bibles for the World works to distribute Bibles in Hindi to people searching for truth in India. Moy Padidi says with so many who speak Hindi, the main concern is funding every distribution. In addition to the funds, pray for receptive hearts.
As we get more people involved in praying, we see more results also. People coming to know Christ.
Go to our website to give the Word of God to somebody who may never have read it. And Akir International Hospital is celebrating 50 years of service to women of the United Arab Emirates. Oasis Hospital began in 1960 as a maternal health clinic. At the time, the infant mortality rate was 50%. But in the time since the hospital's been operating, that rate has decreased to less than 1%. Akir acquired the hospital in 2006 and has been sharing the love and healing of Christ with its patients ever since. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources. How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? It's up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.